Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It's so good to have you on the show today. Today, I have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about your finances, your financial future. We're going to be talking about how you can actually have financial freedom. For now, for some of you, this is not a stock and bond show. This is not a show where we're going to give you the ABCs of what to do in your business. What we're going to be talking about is how your brain works and how and also what stops the brain from igniting the genius within all of us. We're going to be talking about how to open up the resources that you have within you to be able to create wealth beyond measure. Wealth beyond measure. Is that amazing? Well, it's going to be fun because I have a superstar guest with me today. And we're going to be really taking a deep dive into this brain of yours. You know, we all have a brain, right? And some people know how to operate it and some people don't. And today we're going to be exploring how to use the brain, how to tap into the I would say the higher realms of consciousness within all of us so that you can start to generate success beyond measure. Now, for some of you, it's going to require you to become receptive and open. And for some of you, you're going to have to be able to let go of some old ways of thinking, old ways of showing up in your life, and be able to embrace something new. But hey, wouldn't you like to have wealth beyond measure? Seriously, I'm talking about wealth that you can have in not only your finances, but really in all areas of your life when you learn how to train your brain for success. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have my very special guest on the show.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster, again, your host. Today, I have a very special guest. His name is John Assaroff. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ken. Great to be with you and your audience.
Well, it's great to be with you again, John, too. You know, John and I go back a long ways, and I started with John in this business many moons ago when we were first writing our first books together. So for those of you that don't know John, John has built 5 multi-million dollar companies, written 2 New York Times best-selling books, appeared in 14 movies, including the blockbuster movie, The Secret, and Quest for Success with Richard Branson and the Dalai Lama. He's truly passionate about helping people tap into their brain superpower so they can shatter those limitations and achieve their biggest dreams and biggest goals. And John founded his company NeuroGym, which is honestly, it's revolutionized mindset coaching and mental fitness training. So, John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Great to be with you.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to start out with our first question. You sent me a question, and I'm like, I'm curious to find out what it is. What are the Steins?
The Steins. I'm going to need to move my camera, but if you see right over there, you've got Frankenstein's monster, and then right over here, you've got Einstein, you know, the genius. And so one of the things that I was playing with in all the behavioral neuroscience research that I've been doing is we have different parts of our brain, right? So a brain is like an orchestra with a lot of different members of the orchestra or band. And one part of our brain is always on alert saying, What if you fail? What if you're embarrassed and do that? What if you're ashamed or ridiculed, judged? What if you lose money? What if you lose time? What if you're rejected? What if you're unloved? So the Frankenstein's monster is that little critic that is always thinking negatively about what could go wrong right now or in the future. Whereas the Einstein part of your brain, which is known in the neuroscience world as the left prefrontal cortex, that's the part of your brain that can say, I want to achieve, and then fill in the blank. I want to weigh this amount. I want to make this amount of money. I want to build this business. I want to travel the world. I want to give to the charities of my dream. So you've got these two parts of your brain that sometimes just don't work together. And so I discovered that you can actually train your brain to recognize when Frankie is on high alert or when Einstein is doing his job. And you can navigate like that as quickly as flipping a switch from one to the other.
So would you say it is the Frankenstein that shuts us down? Is that the one that most people don't know really how to manage that?
Yeah. If you think about, shutting us down, like what shuts us down? Like we all want to achieve wonderful things for health, wealth, relationships, career, business, whatever the case is. We all want to fulfill as much of our potential as we can and have purpose and meaning in our lives, have impact and influence. And every brain functionally works the same. So why do some people get stuck? Why are some people frozen in fear? Why do some people, worry about what others think of them that they don't even know who those people might be? And so, yeah, there's reasons why this happens based on how the brain operates just from a functional perspective and the evolution of the human brain. Because we always didn't have, the ability to verbalize and communicate as well as we do with others or with ourselves. We didn't have the ability to really understand our emotions. We didn't have the ability, to understand a lot of stuff because the brain evolved in three phases. And initially, the instinctual brain was there for survival and safety. And then as, we had fire and we could actually cook the meat that we killed as tribes, we got more calories and the limbic system, the emotional part of the brain developed. And then on top of that, as our brains became a little bit bigger as well, we developed that thinking brain, the deductive reasoning brain, that imagination side of our brain. And so we have a very, very complex brain, and nobody is born with a user's manual. So if you haven't learned how to use your brain, which is not who you are, but without a brain, there's not much that's going to happen. Just like without a heart, there's not much that can happen. So I've just been fascinated with, why others succeed. When I was younger, I wondered, why is he doing so well and I'm not? Why is she, taking off like a rocket ship? And I just became fascinated with the question of why do we do the things we do? Why don't we do the things that we could do and should do when all of the how-to already exists right now in 2024?
That's a really good point. In fact, I tell a lot of people, we don't need more information, right, necessarily. You just Google it. But a lot of people don't understand how to use the brain, how to train the brain. Would you say that's why so many people don't have financial freedom or have the health they want or the relationships they want is because they haven't learned how to operate the brain?
Without question, yeah. I have taught 85-year-old women, 90-year-old men, 15-year-old kids how to use their brain better, and they start achieving more financial success than they ever have. And to understand why, though, is this very well, Ken. We all become, when we're born, if we go back to when we're born, ask yourself this question, everyone. Are you born with any self-concept do you trust yourself? Are you worthy of success? Do you deserve success? Are you capable of achieving success you want? Not just financially, but in any area. And I think everybody will agree, I wasn't born with a self-image or any self-worth. Then the next question is, were you born with any beliefs? And the answer is no, I was not born with any beliefs. And then were you born with any fear? As a baby, were you born with any fear? And the answer is no, I wasn't born with any fear. And then were you born with any knowledge or skill? And the answer is no. And so through the imprinting years when we're born to about 2 or 3 years old, and then the modeling years, and then the experiential years, we give meanings to things of what I'm good at, what I'm not, what I deserve, what I don't. What do I believe is usually based on what my parents believed or grandparents or the school or brothers or sisters that I had that shared with me what their beliefs were. Well, a belief in the brain is nothing more than a reinforced neural network or pattern. Self-image is nothing more than a reinforced pattern based on the experiences and the meanings that we gave things. So if it's true that we are a bundle of conditioned neural networks, then is it possible to recalibrate and reset those neural patterns around beliefs, habits, convictions, how much I can earn, et cetera, how much I weigh and how much energy I have? And the answer is, of course. Every brain functionally works the same. So Genghis Khan's brain, same as Hitler's brain, same as Einstein's brain, same as Ken's brain, same as my brain. Functionally, it works the same. And now we know a lot more about how to train our brain for greater levels of awareness and success.
You know, and what it brings up when you're saying that, it's, you know, there's so many, I think of musicians, almost every really major musician that I can think of came from a musical family, or actresses or actors, they came from an actor family, or people that are very financially successful, a lot of times come from financially successful families. And it's that what you're talking about is they're getting patterned. Their brain is being implanted as they grow up. So they have musical abilities, artistic abilities, financial abilities because of the environment what they've taken on. Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, there's been this multi-decade long discussion of what's more important, nature or nurture.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So we all have these propensities for behaviors. We have these genetic propensities, but we also know now that epigenetics are more powerful than our actual genetics. And epigenetics just means is my environment, you know, what I hear, what I see, what I read, my own experiences can override a genetic predisposition. And so here's the question. If we functionally know how the brain works and the brain has, you know, immense capacity. We still haven't found a computer yet that can do what the human brain does, even though we're into quantum computing right now. Our brain is doing parallel processing at a quantum level speed in most cases when we're talking about the subconscious mind. So if we think about how much I earn, whether it's through my job or in a business, is it possible that you will never earn more than your hidden self-image will allow you to earn because of what you believe to be true? Yes. Is it possible that we have what I like to call our financial set points in our brain? And the financial set point works almost identically to a thermostat that's in your room or in your car. Whatever the setting is, it doesn't go higher or lower than the setting. And anytime we exceed, you know, the setting, we procrastinate and self-sabotage. Anytime we're below the setting, we work our asses off and we get back to what our comfort zone is. And that's just automatic processes of how the brain works. Mm-hmm. So the real question becomes, can I change some of the settings that drive what I see, that drive what I believe, and obviously creates the new habits aligned with the new setting?
Well, listen, I gotta take a break, but when we come back, we're gonna focus on that. Can you change the setting? And if so, how can you change the setting? All right, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster, your host, and I'm here with John Assaraf, who's built five multi-million dollar companies. He's a two times New York Times bestselling author. Right now, we're talking about the brain. We're talking about how to retrain the brain so that you can have more success in your life. John, all right, how do we do this? How do we retrain our brains?
So if you think about a thermostat, as I mentioned before, how would you change the setting on the thermostat? And the answer is you just go to it and you turn it. Pretty easy. With our brain, it takes us time to develop these strong neural pathways. And so let's say you're earning X amount of money, you know, whether it's your business or your career for, a year or two or three, and we have an average baseline. Your brain has already created all of the thought, emotions, and behavioral habits to operate at that level automatically. And that's called automaticity, you know, in the neuroscience world. So what do you do if you want to reset your brain or rewire your brain for a new level? Well, here's what we know from based on the some of the latest research from the University of London. It takes between 66 days to 365 days to rewire your brain in specific areas, depending on how long the conditioning has been there. So let's say you're making $50,000 a year or $100,000 or $500,000 a year, doesn't matter. And you want to go from 50 to 100 or from 50 to 250 or 250 to a million. It doesn't make a difference. Well, how do you activate the part of your brain, okay, that creates and reinforces these new patterns? And here are some of the things that we can do. Everybody here has heard about using visualization, but not many people understand how and why visualization works. So when I close my eyes and let's say I visualize myself at the level that I want to be in. Now, what is happening neuromechanically? Well, I'm activating, okay, my decision of what I want to achieve. So I'm activating the left prefrontal cortex. I'm creating an image which lights up my occipital lobe, and our brain has a variety of different lobes like members of a band or an orchestra. And when I activate the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain, now these neurons are firing. So I'm thinking about what I want, I'm seeing what I want, I feel what I want, and I'm activating these neurons. And based on a rule called Hebb's rule or Hebb's law, the neurons that fire together wire together. So what happens after one day, all right, is that, you know, we may feel good and we may feel motivated because, you know, along with a new vision for a greater result, we release dopamine, the neurochemical of dopamine. And so that's the reward neurochemical, but also the anticipatory neurochemical. So if I visualize for one day, that's kind of nice. That's like exercising for one day. But if I visualize for a few minutes every day, for 100 days. Imagine what happens in the brain based on how it works. Anything that we do repetitively creates these stronger neural patterns. Now, our brain is an energy miser, meaning it doesn't want to use very, very expensive glucose from a brain perspective to operate. And so it says if you are doing this over and over and over again, you're overriding, okay, my natural propensity to be in this habitual state, my old results, if you keep overriding it, this must be really important for you. And somewhere between 60 days, 70, 80, 90, 100, it converts from conscious effort into a subconscious program. And these subconscious programs become part of the cerebellum and the striatum. And when we do that, we reset that setting for that part of our life or any other part.
You know, what you said is really important. I think a lot of people get on the path of wanting to, let's say, change a habit or change their thinking, maybe have more financial success, right? And they start and then they stop. they start, they have these stop-start patterns, right? They start, man, maybe they'll do it for 2 weeks. They'll start maybe even visualizing or doing something different in their brain, doing some new habits, but they start. What you said is it's taking about, the research is saying it's taking 66 days to 360. So repetition is the mother load of skill, as my mentor Tony Robbins would tell me. Yeah. So is that what we're talking about? You've got to repeat this. It's not like you do it in one day. Okay.
Yeah, when we do it once, that's like going for a 5 minute walk and saying, why am I not in better shape? But when you do a 5 minute walk every day for 100 days, not only do you get healthier and feel better, but you now have developed a habit, and now habits are effortless. Creating a habit is effort more. But there is a point where the brain, there is something called the point of no return, right? And the point of no return means that you have switched from this reality to this new reality. And when people commit to the new reality every day and they follow through with some behavior every day, the brain says, okay, this is my new default. And so when we combine, right, some, let's say, visualization or mindfulness or even affirmations, affirming the new setting, affirming the new vision, affirming the new goal. And affirmations, nothing more than taking, a properly written language pattern or an affirmation, a sentence, a new belief, a new vision, a new fact that you want to believe, and impressing it into the subconscious mind through spaced repetition. And I call all of this innercise. When I was, when I was 19, I learned how to do many of these techniques that athletes use and astronauts use and firefighters use. But the average person wasn't prepared, to do it long enough to make it a habit. And I learned many years ago, literally 43 years ago, that habits reinforce themselves. And so when we have a habit, whatever it might be, a habit of how you eat, a habit of your sleep, a habit of who you hang around with, a habit of earning a certain amount of money or being in debt all the time, that habit automatically reinforces itself. And what we have to do is learn how to break the pattern and deliberately and consciously evolve ourselves to create a new pattern. And now that we know approximately how long it takes, ask yourself this question. Like, are you committed to creating a new pattern, or are you interested in keeping all of your old patterns? Because if you're committed, you'll do whatever it takes and you'll come up with enough emotional capital of why you must do it.
I love it. Well, John, I got to pause you here for a second. We got to take another break. Right. This is so valuable for our audience. Thank you so much for that. And of course, what I'm tuning into right now, what you're saying is, your why has to be really important. What's the purpose behind this? Listen, when I come back, I want to switch gears a little bit because, actually, we're on the same pattern. There's been a lot of discoveries over the last, last 5, 6, 10 years about habits, about beliefs, about fears, about performance and all of that. And I'd like you to go a little deeper in that so my audience understands how to change up some of their habits. So we'll be right back. I love it. All right. Well, from my heart to yours, I want you to continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. So good to have you on the show today. Today, I have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about your finances, your financial future. We're going to be talking about how you can actually have financial freedom. For now, for some of you, this is not a stock and bond show. This is not a show where we're going to give you the ABCs of what to do in your business. What we're going to be talking about is how your brain works and how, and also what stops the brain from igniting the genius within all of us. We're going to be talking about how to open up the resources that you have within you to be able to create wealth beyond measure. Wealth beyond measure. Is that amazing? Well, it's going to be fun because I have a superstar guest with me today. And we're going to be really taking a deep dive into this brain of yours. You know, we all have a brain, right? And some people know how to operate it and some people don't. And today we're going to be exploring how to use the brain, how to tap into the I would say the higher realms of consciousness within all of us so that you can start to generate success beyond measure. Now, for some of you, it's going to require you to become receptive and open. And for some of you, you're going to have to be able to let go of some old ways of thinking, old ways of showing up in your life, and be able to embrace something new. But hey, wouldn't you like to have wealth beyond measure? Seriously, I'm talking about wealth that you can have in not only your finances, but really in all areas of your life when you learn how to train your brain for success. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have my very special guest on the show.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm with John Assaraf, who is the founder of NeuroGym. He's also a New York Times bestselling author and has started like five multi-million dollar companies. And of course, is probably on to his next one right now. John, let me ask you to take a little deeper dive into the habits, the fears, the performance piece, so that people really get what do they need to do to really change here?
Well, as we finished off, like, you know, the last segment, the first thing that you have to really ask yourself, right, is are you really ready to invest in what we call is the switch cost? Now, what's the switch cost? Well, let's say you have a habit of making a certain amount of money, or your business is at a certain level. And you want to change that. You want to double or triple or quintuple. It doesn't matter what the number is. We know that there's going to be a switch cost. We know that we're going to have to change the way we think, we know we're going to have to change, you know, what causes our behaviors, our emotions for the most part, but we have to change the habit of what we do on a daily or weekly basis. That change is called the switch cost. Now, the switch cost creates discomfort. The switch cost causes people to have doubt or fear or uncertainty. And those are all neuromechanical processes to keep you in your comfort zone. And so our brain doesn't like change. I've often said, Bob Proctor many years ago taught me this. He said, the only human that likes change is a wet baby. The rest of us resist it. Now, what does resistance mean? It means that you've hit the edges of your comfort zone. Yet the new amount of money, the new, you know, physique, the new relationship is outside of your comfort zone. It's not in your comfort zone right now. And so we have to invest in the switch cost. I'm going to go back to my 100-day rule. And here's what I've discovered in coaching over 100,000 people in the last 10 years. Those who are committed and follow through for 100 days, follow through for the next 100. Those who quit, quit on themselves and reinforce the I'm a quitter pattern in their brain. And then they build on that. So they start and stop and start and stop and read this book and this course and that course and watch this webinar and this podcast. And that's what their habit is. They are starters. And what they don't understand is there's a place in the brain called the hippocampus, which is where learning, you know, I'm learning new stuff and I feel like I'm making progress, and short-term memory lives there. But long-term memory and behavioral change happens in another part of the brain called the cerebellum. And this part of the brain connects to this prefrontal cortex of ours and the behavioral cortex, the thing that actually causes us to take action. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're not prepared to pay the switch cost, 100 days of 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, then don't even set the goal. Save yourself the time and energy, because what you're then activating is something called disappointment avoidance. Now you won't set big goals because you've already proven to yourself that you start, but you don't finish. And so now you just stay miserable, even though you have goals and dreams of what you want. So first thing, be committed. And if you're committed, then give yourself the 100-day rule of I'm going to take a little bit of action, a little bit of new action that resonates with my new vision, my new goal, for at least 5 or 10 minutes a day. Then that habit will start building you.
Well, you know, a lot of people like to stay in their comfort zone, right? Nobody wants to feel the pain to make the change. Everybody like, you know, a lot of people like to just go, well, you know, this isn't necessarily going to change my life, or they lose purpose, they lose focus. How do you help people to stay focused on this, John, to keep focused?
I don't necessarily believe that they lose purpose. I think they lose sight of it, right? Mm. And so the first thing, you know, that I do with all of my students and our clients is create a vision for the life that you want. And I always start off with the vision that's somewhere a year or three or five out. And I say, okay, if you could write out a vision, you know, I'm so happy and grateful for the new fact that I am earning this. I look like this. I am helping this. I am doing this. My family is this. We travel here. This is, you know, how we travel. This is what I have. This is what I do. This is what I earn. And in many cases, it'll take you one or two or three pages to list out your life for health, wealth, relationships, career, business. So we start off with a vision. And then we say, okay, what are some goals that will help me move towards that vision? Now, I don't have to have all the goals and all the strategies. What I have to have is the desire to follow through on the path. And the way this works is that we start off with really easy, simple to do things. Now, why do we do that? And the reason is we want to reduce the cognitive load of complexity. And so we want to get really good at simplicity first. Right. If you want to learn the Rubik's Cube, start with a 2x2, not with a 5x5. Learn simple. You want to juggle some balls, start with two balls. Right. And so what we're teaching ourselves is that I don't just start stuff, but I finish stuff. And if you could teach yourself to be a finisher instead of a starter, that builds on your self-worth. It builds on your self-trust, and it builds the habit of finishing what you start. So reduce it to the ridiculous. And so, and don't try to change health and wealth and relationship and career and business and money at the same time. Choose one area and get started with this one area and set yourself, you know, a goal. I will do a little bit every day for the next 14 days. If that's too long, 7 days. At the end of 7 days, do a check-in and say, am I committed for 7 more days? So, and by the way, if that's too long, make it 3 days. If that's too long, make it just today. So reduce it to the small to eliminate all mental resistance and emotional resistance. And then once you're on the road, you can turn left, you can turn right, you can go faster, you can go slower. But the key is to develop the habit that then causes you to want to do the thing automatically. That is the nature of a habit. And every habit has three components to it. There is the trigger, something that triggers it. There is the reward you get, okay, for doing it, right? So there's the trigger, there's the trigger, the behavior, then the reward.
I love that. So listen, I got to take another break. We come back. A lot of people are listening to this going, this is exciting. I know I can now change up. I really can change. There's ways to do it. John, by the way, is going to give us ways that you can connect with him in just a minute. But I want to ask you, John, when we get back, where can we start? Like, where is that start for people? So we'll talk about that when we get back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll be right back with my guest, John Assaraf, in just a moment. Listen, you, my audience, you are the keys to growing this show, to be able to help others to upshift their consciousness, to be able to have more joy, more happiness, more wealth, more everything in their life, to maybe make this planet a better place to be. How do we do that? Well, we do it by sharing, by being of service. And I'm of service to you. I hope you'll be of service to us in this way. You know, today, find one person that you know out there and let them know about this show. Also, take one action today. Just go to our YouTube channel and look up Voices of Courage on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. You will be doing your part and getting the message that we bring of hope, of truth, of courage, of love into the world in a greater way and helping people have a lot more success in their life. So I hope you'll take me up on that. All right, back to my guest, John Assaraf. John, we're talking about neuroscience. We're talking about how to train the brain, change up people's ways of thinking, habits, beliefs, choices. Where do they start?
Let me share a story that will explain exactly where to start and how to start, but how powerful this could be. Many years ago, my mother was in a retirement home before she died. And she also happened to be manic depressive for over 65 years. And in her early 80s, she was in a retirement home, lethargic, didn't want to do anything, you know, frown face in her chair, not wanting to do anything at all. And I used to fly back and forth to Montreal to see her. And this one trip, I got there and I saw she was in a really depressed state. And she'd been depressed for, like I said, 65 years on medications, you know, too many medications. And so one day when I flew in, you know, I went from the airport to see her. She was sitting there, frown face, said, "Hi, Mom." She goes, "Hi." I said, "How are you?" She goes, "Okay. Can I get you anything?" "No." This is what she was, just like one word answers, almost like my children when they were like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. And so I knew that she was in this physiological state. And so I said, "Hey, Mom, do me a favor. I didn't exercise this morning. Could you just do me a favor and do a little bit with me?" "No." I said, "Come on, just lift your arm up one time." "No." "Mom, I came all the way from San Diego." "Just like, do that." "No." I said, "Fine. What about just doing this with your fingers?" "No." I said, "Mom, just do one hand." "No." I said, "Mom, do you love me?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "Will you do me a favor?" "What?" I said, "Just move your finger like this, one finger." She's angrily looking at me and she just goes, "Fine." "Mom, what about the finger next to it? It's lonely." She goes, she's angry. She just went, I said, "Great. Now you have 3 fingers you didn't do yet. Just do the other 3. So she went 1, she went 2, she went 3. I said, "Good. Now your right hand is lonely. Let's just do that." She said, "Fine." She 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next day, I did the same thing with her. She did it. And I had her lift her leg 1 time, left leg 1 time, right leg. Then the next day, I had her put her hands above her head in that sequence, fingers, right, or fingers, then moving her hands, moving her legs, and that. By the time I left on the 8th day, we were in the hallway walking. So we had the sequence of moving your hands, moving your legs, lifting your arms up, and then she was walking 1 time across the hallway in her retirement home. I had her caregiver, you know, add stuff that I talked to my mother about. Within 2 weeks, she was downstairs in the gym on the recumbent bike for 3 minutes. The day before she died, she was on the recumbent bike. I'm sorry, 5 days before she died, I was talking to her on the recumbent bike where she was doing it for 15 minutes a day and feeling so phenomenally well. Then she got COVID. 5 days later, she died. So it started with moving a darn finger. I reduced it to the ridiculously small just to get going. And that opened up an entire new neural pattern for her. So a lot of times we have these goals that are big and audacious. And great, make that your vision. But what are a few small little things you can do to get you started, and then just commit to a small few things, and you will then commit to bigger things?
I love that. That's a great story, John. Sorry to hear about your mom. I didn't realize she had passed. John, I have some audience people right now that are thinking, wow, I want to change things up. I want to get on the program here. Can we talk a little bit about InnerSize and NeuroGym and you know, what's in store for my audience if they want to connect with you?
Sure. So listen, I created this entire body of work. You know, back in the early 80s, you know, my mentor had me meditating, which I know you and I've done for decades. My mentor had me visualizing, affirming, putting my fingers across my goals every day and emotionalizing to believe they were true even when they weren't. And I did a lot of research. And then Jack LaLanne, if you remember back in the 70s, he popularized exercise. Doctors thought you would die younger if you exercised. They didn't have the evidence for exercise back then. And Jumping Jack comes from Jack LaLanne. Well, one day I was realizing that every day when I wake up and I review my vision and my goals, and I close my eyes and I see it, Every day when I look at my health, wealth, relationships, career, vision board, and my goals, and I affirm, I visualize, I mentally contrast my current situation with the vision that I have, I'm inner-sizing. And what if we thought about our self-image this way? What if it was just a neuromuscle? What if we thought of our beliefs as neuromuscles? Some are strong, some are weak, some are constructive and build us up, some are destructive and tear us down. Well, what about fears? Well, what you fear may not be what I fear, and what I fear may not be what you fear. Fear is actually a circuit in the brain, and there's certain triggers that trigger fear for me that do not for you. So can I learn how to manage this energy in motion called fear? Because when that fear circuit activates, it releases neurochemicals that are associated with stress, cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine, adrenaline. And we don't feel good. So guess what we do? We revert back to our old behaviors. So I started to create these inner sizes for all of my clients, and their results in health, wealth, relationships, career, business exploded. So I developed my book called Inner Size, Amazon number one bestseller. And I created an app called Inner Size, and I created 525 different inner sizes where I guide my students to visualize and be mindful and mentally contrast and affirm perfectly written scripts. And we put it into the Apple Store late last year, and it's getting five-star reviews because we're helping people change their brain so they can change their life. And I'm just using all of the evidence-based methods that I've learned over 40 years to help people train their brain and rewire it for unstoppable success.
John, we go to the App Store and we can get, what are we looking for? Inner Size?
Yeah, go to the App Store or go to innersize.com. And okay. A year right now is $79 for access to about 20 hours of video training with world-renowned experts and over 500 inner sizes. And by the time people listen to this, the AI-powered coach will be in the app as well. And it's off the chain. And Ken, I'm going to send you access to it as well.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it. By the way, I will be listening to Inner Size. You've been not only my friend, but my mentor in many areas of my life for many years. So I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you being here today. I want to back up one second. Okay, we're almost out of time. But in the next 3 minutes, I'd like you to tell people your why. And maybe your message to the world right now. Why did you create Inner Size? Why did you create NeuroGym? And maybe what you're, what are you passionate about right now? What's your message to the world?
Well, I've got to take you back a lot of years, back into 1980. Back in 1980, I was 23 or so. I had had a tumultuous teen life from the age of 13 to 17. Lie, stole, cheated, alcohol, drugs, you name it, I did it. And I was on my way to either the morgue or jail. And I had one mentor that my brother introduced me to. I was living in Montreal. My life was a mess. And my brother was concerned for my life. And he asked me if I would take the train to Toronto to meet this very successful man. And so I said, sure, I'll get on the train. I'll come and meet you for the weekend, stay with you and have some fun. So I get to this, to train station. My brother takes me over to lunch, and there's a guy by the name of Alan Brown. And he was a real estate developer. He was a very, very nice man, very smart, highly successful. And he asked me a whole bunch of questions of why was I doing what I wanted to, what I was doing. And I said, I don't know. I just want to make some money. I want to fit in a little bit. I failed English. I failed math in high school, left at grade 11, went to work in a computer company for $1.65 an hour. And I said, I just want to get a better job. I'd like to move out of my parents' home. I'd love to buy a car. And he said, that's great. But what are some of your bigger goals and dreams? And I said, what? He says, yeah, like what are your bigger goals and dreams? I said, I didn't have any. And I remember, Ken, he gave me this document. It was the 1980 goal setting guide. First question. He said, answer this question. What age do you want to retire? I said, retire? Nobody in my family is retired. My dad's a cab driver. My mother works at a local department store. I said, what am I supposed to put down here? He said, just pick a number. I was 19 at the time. And he said, I put down age 45. Next question, how much net worth do you want to have upon retirement? Is $3 million okay, Mr. Brown? He said, yeah, just write it down. What kind of lifestyle do you want? I wrote it down. What kind of car do you want? Who do you want to help? Where do you want to travel? What kind of home do you want? I wrote all this stuff down. And he takes this document that took me about 10, 15 minutes to fill out. And he looked at it and said, these are some really good goals, a great vision for your life. I said, yeah, I made all of it up. He says, don't worry about making it up. He says, we can build a path to that, but you have to answer this question. And I shared this a little bit earlier. He says, are you interested in achieving this lifestyle and these goals, or are you committed? And I said, what's the difference? And he looks at me, he says, if you're interested, you'll do what's easy and convenient. If you're interested, you'll keep using the story of failing English, failing math, your father's this, your mother's that, you know, you're voted most likely to fail by your high school student friends. But if you're committed, you will upgrade your identity to match this new destiny. You will upgrade your knowledge, you'll upgrade your skills. And yes, you will develop the beliefs and the habits that match achieving those goals. So are you interested or are you committed? I said, well, I'm committed. And he reached out his hand, Ken. He said, in that case, I will be here. Turning point for my life. And I've had mentors along the way. And now I can share what I've learned with people who need a coach, need a mentor like you, who I consider one of the best coaches in the world. And so we all stand on the shoulders of others, giants, successful people who have helped us along the way. And I really believe that we don't have any lack of knowledge anymore. Like, use AI right now, you can have a plan in 3 seconds for every area of your life. But what AI will not do is train your brain to believe and feel and have the habits you need to have in order to implement all of the strategies.
I love it. John, I'm out of time, but Jay, Manise, we just scratched the surface. You know, I love the fact that you've put everything together in the app and the InnerSize app. So for my audio audience out there, InnerSize, InnerSize, right, John? InnerSize.com, or go get the app, InnerSize, and get on the program, man. It's time to retrain the brain, time to step into your power, time to become the best version of yourself, become the person that you most admire. This is what John's talking about. This is about stepping into you in a much greater way. John, any final thoughts? I got to go, but any final thoughts?
No, listen, I think if anybody's ready to stop standing on the edge of their potential and start achieving more of their potential, then check out InnerSize. It'll dramatically change your life. And read the hundreds of 5-star reviews from people who are on it.
I love it. All right. Well, from my heart to yours, I want you to continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Thank you so much for joining us today.